Hey folks, this is Pogo, or Nick, coming to you, and I'm in my car at the moment, and I thought I would just take you through a few demo tracks. So I've got my iPod plugged in here. These are a few tracks that I haven't released yet, and they're still kind of a works in progress. This recording is made with a binaural audio recording head that I've constructed out of DIY materials and stuff. There are silicon ears in the head. The head is fiberglass. And I guess the idea is that you kind of get a three-dimensional sound. So the best way to really listen to this recording, folks, is to put on a pair of headphones. Here's the this is a work in progress of a Mighty Boosh track, and I've kind of worked on this quite a bit now.
I think we found our new sound boo.
Open your mind. Let us begin our quest to find a new sound.
So yeah, there we go. That's a whole bunch of vocals. It's mostly just vocals, actually, from the Mighty Boosh. There's not really any sound effects or musical elements from the TV series at all. This is a sort of remix of... it's like a kind of a club track I've put together, but I've gone and put some Kramer vocals over it. The progress of a Wally track. This is kind of a reject Wizard of Oz remix. Goes on. I think some folks have heard my Yoda remix at my shows, so I won't bother playing that. Ah, yeah. You guys are going to like this. This is a very, very simple, this is probably even simpler than Alice, but this is basically a track I've made using chords from World of Warcraft, and sound effects and vocals of the baby Murloc creature. Fiction. Yeah, okay, I'll play this to you guys. Actually doesn't go on for too long. Oh, I don't know how people are going to think of this. This is a bit of a work on a Spirited Away remix. Let's see. Thinking about making it a drum and bass track, actually. I can't play my Little Mermaid remix just yet because obviously it's a Disney product now, so they have to release that on their own. I'm not allowed to do anything. I don't know what's going on with it. I really have no idea what they're playing at. This is actually an orchestral thing I composed, but it's using this really cool software I found that synthesizes an opera singer. So all you have to do is enter the notes and the vowels and the velocities and all that, and it takes care of the rest. It's pretty freaking awesome. Yeah, it's really nice. And then I went to do the Zelda's theme as well, which came out all right. Yeah, so that worked out quite nicely too. This is progress of an old Dumbo remix I made quite a few years ago now. I like aspects of it, but honestly, it just sounds like everything else I've done. There's a lot of comments on YouTube everywhere saying, oh, it sounds the same. And as much as I hate to admit it, it is true. A lot of my stuff is starting to sound very samey. I've spoken to a number of artists who all say that they've all come to outgrow their sound, and that, you know, collaborating is actually a great way of finding new things to do. So I'm thinking about, yeah, maybe starting to collaborate closely with some folks, and maybe like Dynamo or PSUS or something, just to sort of see what can happen, because I really am falling into trendy stuff. You know, I'm starting to get a bit repetitive now, I think. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I think most people can agree. So anyway, folks, thanks very much for tuning in. It's been great sharing with you some of my unheard stuff. There is more on the way, but it's just good to, you know, open the curtain every now and then, I think, and just show people what's going on without revealing so much that I feel the track's been released prematurely. So, yeah, thanks a lot for tuning in, folks, and I'll talk to you next time.